Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground. I'm your host, Modern Huge, and this is episode 236.
This episode was also made possible by our sponsor, Taimi. Taimi is the first LGBTQ+ social network and dating site. The app features an interactive feed where you can share stories, follow other people, and create posts in the digest section. You can also create private albums so that you can choose who sees what photos you upload. They also allow the ability to do video calls so you can get that face-to-face time before you meet up IRL. You can download the app on your iPhone or Android, and if you come across my profile, aka Scantron, shoot me a message and I'll hook you up with some Homo Ground swag. Head over to Taimi, Taimi.com for more information.
Hello, my name is Luke Faulkner. I am the sole member of Pure Grand, which is the music act I put my work out under. I'm from Dublin, Ireland, hence why my accent might seem a bit funny to listen to. I am mainly a visual artist. I just graduated from my college degree in photography, and my work is predominantly photographic based or moving image based. But about a year and a half ago, halfway into my time in college, I decided I wanted to sort of broaden my horizons and include different forms of media in my work. So I decided to start making music. I'd always really liked pop music, and I've always really liked singing, and I've had a slight musical knowledge. So I just sort of went for it, and I've been writing songs since. And I put out a couple of songs over the past year and a half. Pure Grand is a kind of ridiculous name for a musical act, but it was the name of my Tumblr when I was 16 in 2012. And sort of became my handle on everything, and it sort of was just kind of stuck, and I feel too sentimental to get rid of it at this point, so here we are. My music is very predominantly synth pop. Obviously there's a huge 80s influence, but a lot of people tend to say to me like, oh, it's very Depeche Mode, it's very New Order, and that's not wrong. I love them, but I think I do get a lot of my influence more from female acts like Bananarama, Kim Wilde, obviously Madonna, and then stuff like Exposé, even bits of Janet Jackson. Like, it's very, the sort of sonic palette is very much built on those songs. Like, I tend to listen to a lot of 12-inch mixes, and they kind of tend to build the song up in those mixes, so I kind of would listen and try and replicate and sort of plan out the instrumentals like that. But I think lyrically it's very much influenced by artists in the last like 10-15 years, like Marina the Diamonds being a huge one. So these are three songs from my new EP, Swallow Your Doubt. I hope you enjoy. Thanks.
I don't know how to let go and just keep waiting.
So this song is called Pink, and this started off as for my last EP, I wrote a lot of songs that were quite self-deprecating and very sort of depressed and sad and very goth pop, and I thought, oh, I better write something that's a bit more upbeat, and to show that I could write something that was a bit more upbeat. So I started playing around with these sort of synth hooks, kind of falling back on each other, trying to make it kind of Human League-y sort of, this sort of brightness, but very still very kind of like rudimentary synth sound. And then lyrically, I just sort of wanted to write something that was kind of empowering, and empowering about effeminacy, and I wanted it to be really kind of really pop song, like really sugary and bright. And I think it started off very empowering, but I think it came quite angry towards the end. But it's quite tongue-in-cheek. It kind of describes sort of how more masculine queer people, or masculine queer men particularly, tend to be use their masculinity to put down people who are effeminate or otherwise, or how they kind of dismiss their own insecurities by asserting this overt masculinity. And so the song's sort of about, you know, I'm grand in my femininity, you just have the problem and you need to sort yourself out. And it's sort of about that, basically. But it's very tongue-in-cheek and fun, and I had a lot of fun writing it, and producing it was a bit of a nightmare, but I'll let you decide what you think. But anyway, this is Pink.
I think you need to get over yourself. Your rationality is starting to melt. So won't you get a grip and watch what you say? And please will you get out of my way? And not enough walk. Are you compensating for the size of your? Oh,
I think what I'd like other queer people to get out of my music is relatability. I think I like to write songs that are kind of a bit on the nose, maybe too on the nose sometimes, but stuff that's like lyrically relatable to kind of put into your kind of mundane, like very kind of mundane queer issues or scenarios, but broad enough that people can kind of put their own idea into it and not be so overly personal, which I sometimes do. I think it's important to write stuff that's quite celebratory of queer culture. I think there's a lot of people who are very just happen to be queer, but they're not necessarily, but they're writing like quite universal things, and that's fine. But I think I want to have a bit of a talk about stuff that people don't normally talk about and stuff. But I think we are definitely getting a lot more especially in the mainstream, queer musicians talk about queer things, and I think that's really good. But I still think more the merrier. And I think for my overall image, I know that's not music related, but I think I did want to kind of present something that was a bit more like, I'm not really like super twink, and I'm not really like super mask or buff, and I think it's important to have people that look more sort of like ordinary and sort of, you know, you can feel good about yourself no matter what kind of shape or size you are. And I think like I'm a bit sort of disheveled, my hair is never in the right place, and I kind of just whack on sort of eyeliner, and I think, and don't wear a lot of clothes, so I think it's kind of more like do what you want, like, you know, you don't have to look pristine. I think this decade's very much about like everyone looking pristine, and I think it's a kind of nice way to sort of have something a bit more punky, not punky sonically, punky more visually. Yeah, so that's what I kind of want people to get out of it, but you know, whatever you want.
Focus on what's inside.
There's a new social networking and dating app out there called Taimi. That's T-A-I-M-I. I set up a profile and now I'm just waiting for people to find me. Send me a message and I'll hook you up with a Homoground t-shirt and some stickers. You can download the app on your Android or iPhone device. Visit Taimi.com for more info. This episode of Homoground was made possible by our Patreon supporters. Shoutouts go to Adriana Martinez, Anna Mick, Ashley Amon, Brian Shields, Chris Lane, Corey, Critical Explorers of Future Societies, D, Fernanda Delgado, Jordan La Liaison, Joseph Martin, Kim Baglieri, Lucenti, Lucy, Michael Bacon, Queer Public Podcast, and Willard Joyce. If you'd like to join our Patreon community, head over to patreon.com/homoground.
Hi, my name is Carmen. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm one third of Caroline's Fingers, along with Jess and Chess, speaking from London. We're so happy to share our music with you. For us, it's like a romantic, queer as fuck, utopia. And it gets dark and glitchy, but it also gets cute and soft. We really hope you like it, Homoground people. Thank you so much.
Where do you go when you're high? And I'm so gets to you, you know she won't be leaving for a while. So I say no, 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 not today. I won't give in, I'm going out. Chase me some other day. I'm going out. That big black dog is coming, standing at my door, I hear a howl. And when she gets to you, you know she won't be leaving for a while. I say no, 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 today. I won't go and I'm going out, chase me some other day. I'm going.
Hey, I'm Jess. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm part of Carolyn's Fingers. So far we've released two songs, Twice Born and Her Howl. Twice Born is inspired by the myth of the lovers, Eleutherius and Ampelos. It's a song about queer love and lust, and what it must have felt like for Ampelos to be loved by a god. Her Howl is a song about depression. Parts of the song are really bleak, but parts are hopeful, and are about trusting yourself to get out of those dark places eventually.
Dionysus, take me to another life. Twice for lover, I am Ampelos. Be my Eleutherius, and I will be.
Thigh, bull's bite.
Drink me like your first wine.
Liberator, subverter.
Manon Foskin, benefactor.
Triumphant, communicant.
Driven. I'm Chess from Caroline's Fingers. My pronouns are they, them, and I have a message for all you queerdos out there. Find something that makes you feel good deep inside. See beyond what you see out there now. Be your own role model. Break down barriers. Deconstruct and reconstruct yourself as many times as you want. Tell yourself every day that you're beautiful and every moment of life is worth living. The pain, the suffering, as well as the joy. If you feel shame, first accept that you feel it, then keep fighting until you find self-acceptance and self-love.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.